cold attraction art. Our lives below what's what. That's where maybe's anthropology. Houses in rows, like roses in a line. A rising star, our unlit path through time. Illicit rooms and rooms, where angels part ways. Candle often lies, dreams swept away. At the sun, devouring all hope, breaking ties that bind. Laughing fiercely, skipping pages. Ha ha ha, ha ha ha, the darkest ages. Harlequin waltz on a red old wall, a hedonist new day. A bell tower toll. If you want chronology, have it for cake. Paper bones at an annual wake. Wasted and unused, cherished and reviled. The eternal child. Time is hunted and hunted. The resistance, a skilled illusion, ruse the modern muse. Time is fortis angusti, padamort, an invert story. Our lives below what's what. That's where maybe's anthropology. Houses in rows, like roses in a line. A rising star, our unlit path through time. Skipping pages, ha ha ha, ha ha ha, the darkest ages. A harlequin waltz on a red old wall, a hedonist ludite, a bell tower toll. If you want chronology, have it for cake. Paper bones, and an annual wake. Wasted and unused, the cherished and reviled. Ha ha ha, the eternal child. It's all a trick of cards. It's all a trick of cards. It's all a trick of cards. It's sleight of hand. Diamonds and a line again.
Time by Resonate Star, spelled RZN and then the number 8 and then STR. Now, Resonate Star's father, Gary Allen, played bass with Al Jarreau and Anita O'Day, and it is he who instilled her love for experimental music, as well as science and the cosmos. She became interested in her own music career later in life, and the concept of Resonate Star took root. In 2022, she proceeded to write 4 whole albums. The material ties together to tell a sort of ghost story around travelling through dimensions, with each song open to interpretation by the listener. At the moment, Resonate Star is releasing the songs one by one on YouTube, Spotify, and most streaming platforms, and they are available for purchase on iTunes, Apple Music, and Amazon. And that's RZN, and then the number 8, and then STR. Hello again. Thanks very much for tuning in. This is Bill Everett here with the Celtica Radio Underground Edition, online, on your mobile, tablet and smart speaker. And in this update, my special guest is Johnny Reed, and I'll be talking with him in about 15 minutes. In Urban Legends, we hear the story of the visitor at Wine Vaur, and in our Who Said This? I'd like to know who said this. Political correctness is tyranny with manners. Now, who do you think said that? I'll give it to you again, shall I? Political correctness is tyranny with manners. So, any idea? I'll give you the answer at the end of the show. And music-wise, we have tracks from Paul Ibbison, Michael Nero, Telegraph, and in a moment, Custom 79.
The fastest way to the internet.
islandwebservices.co.uk.
Island Web Services design and host bespoke websites for businesses and individuals. Professional websites start from just £100 with no hidden extras. Log on to find out more at islandwebservices.co.uk.
The nation's number one. Having so much fun.
Celtica.
The nation's number one.
Celtica.
This is a dead end situation. I know I'm never gonna win. I've been putting out all the stops. Wait till the penny drops, and I got nowhere to live. It's so easy to become a wage slave. It's so hard to find a place of your own. When your one day's pay from the gutter, you make the street your home. So I vote for politicians. It doesn't matter what creed. They all play the game and they look the same. And then they watch you bleed. It's so easy to become a wage slave. It's so hard to find a place of your own. When your one day's pay from the gutter, you make the street your home. Away.
On Dead Street, on Dead Street.
Erect a big wall, keep them all at bay.
On Dead Street, on Dead Street.
They got no place in the world, cause it costs too much. You wanna keep it all, your humanity is out of touch. You couldn't see the truth if it hit you on the head. You couldn't see the life, you only see the dead. Drown in the oceans, your boat will pass all through. Some nasty little paper boy buys a few photographs so we can watch them die too. It's so easy to attack the weakest. It's so hard to find a way to survive. When you're trying to crawl out of the gutter, you keep yourself alive. Keep yourself alive. Keep yourself alive. Keep yourself alive.
On demand, on the internet, 24 hours a day. This is CelticaRadio.com.
Oh,
Dara and Phenomenal. He's an Irish-born artist based in London and influenced by Nine Inch Nails. You can find out more about him at kushadeep.co.uk and on social media. Plus, we also heard Calais from Custom 79 featuring good old Ryan Hellman. Ryan himself is a solo artist and all his work is produced at his own studios. And over the years, Ryan has recorded a number of albums, and as well as all the vocals, he plays guitars and bass. He's heavily influenced by Paul McCartney and Brian May, so much so that Ryan only uses a Hofner violin bass and a Brian May signature guitar on all his work. He's a great friend to us here at the station too, and you can find out more about him and get his music at ryanhellman.com. Okay then, time for another go at our Who Said This? So who do you think said this? Political correctness is tyranny with manners. Now, who do you think said that? I'll give it to you once again. Political correctness is tyranny with manners. We'll get the answer at the end of the show. This is the Underground Edition with Bill Everett. And shortly, we'll be hearing the words and music of Johnny Reed.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Tune into the Language of Heaven, presented by Gareth Wynne-Jones on the Celtica Radio Mix Cloud option. And listen to Seven Stars, featuring seven well-known Welsh language acts, hence the name, alongside some of the newest artists to join the Celtica Radio playlist. So that's Seven Stars with myself, Gareth Wynne-Jones. We'll be delighted to have your company every month on the Celtica Radio Mixcloud option.
Jump up and fly like a bird does fly. And it's all because she walked through my door. And now nothing can turn me around. No, nothing at all. She walked through my door. Now nothing will ever be the same.
Turn me around, no, nothing at all. Yeah, she
That's Another Great Day by Johnny Reed, a one-man band playing and singing it all. He's worked with Peter Jackson and Universal Pictures on King Kong to create the voice of Kong and the other creatures on Skull Island. Boy, that must have been fun. You can find all you need to know about him at Johnny Reed, which is all one word, johnnyreed.com, and on all social media. And Johnny, thank you very much for coming on the program today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be here on Celtica Radio.
And thank you.
Wales. Yeah. On the beach to Celtica.
Yeah, thank you for pronouncing the name properly, too. So tell me about the intro, that song we played, Another Great Day. Tell us about that. Oh,
okay, great, Bill. Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to start off with that song. I thought it's I wanted to do a positive vibe song, and that's one of my songs. And it's about how I look at life and, look at, I possibly inspire other people at just the right time. And it's all about not getting down, not letting things put you down. And in that song, I linked it also to the love of my life. And that's one of the reasons it gave me strength. There are several songs on the album that deal with this sort of thing. Like the end of the beginning, the very last song, it's another positive song. But this one is for people that are getting older, think their life is over. But I'm saying, really, it's just the start of something big. It's like a new party starting up, and here we go.
Sounds a bit like me. So how did you get started in music, Johnny?
I started early, probably the fifth grade, playing drums. And by the eighth grade, I was invited to a band, and all the players were older. They were in high school, and one was in college, the singer. So I was the little eighth grader in the band, but they all knew all the songs, so all I had to do is play the beat and, do some fills. So I learned that the Beatles, they knew all the harmonies, they did that. I was not a singer at all then. And then later, I played Jimi Hendrix and Cream, and that's how I learned to play my hard rock drums. So that's how I started, right there. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of things going on in my life, and I just keep on moving forward. And actually, in this first band, that's where I got my first keyboard information. The keyboard says, "Hey, Johnny, spread your three fingers, hit three keys." I did that. He goes, "Now move one of those fingers." When I did that, I said, "Wow, I know that sound." In this case, it was a major to a minor. I go, "Great." And he goes, "Yeah, just keep moving your fingers." And that's how I taught myself to play the piano.
So how do you write and record the songs on your albums?
Well, it's kind of like the Beatles style of production. I mean, they would go in. I've read some over the years. I've read things about Jeff Emmerich, who was their engineer, saying they'd come in with a scrap of paper, a few words, and then before long, you have a whole hit song. And that's the way I've always done it, just improvising. I was with several bands. We were kind of recording bands. And that's what we did. We improvised and just came up with things. And I kept true to that this day. And I play all the tracks myself just because of time, really. It's not that I'm trying to take over the world, anything like that. It's more just convenience for me to do that way. Uh-huh. One thing I didn't plan to tell you, but I do have a daughter that has a traumatic brain injury. And so that limits my time. So helping with her, that I have a recording studio built into the base of my home. And so I can go down there and do that anytime.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the Beatles a little earlier. Who else were your inspirations or mentors in music?
So the Beatles, I love them, and the whole Jimi Hendrix, Cream, all those guys. And then later on in my career, as I started writing different songs, I was lucky enough to meet Mal Evans, who was the road manager for the Beatles. We have a pub up here in Santa Monica called the King's Head, and we used to hang out there. It used to be Rod Stewart and his rockers would go there after their soccer games. And anyway, Mal Evans was there. He befriended me. We spent several days together. I had a mutual friend from Blackpool, and he encouraged me, said, "Hey, you sound like Paul. And so that was an encouraging thing just to hear those words. And so, he didn't really give me tips. He was producing a band called Natural Air, something like that, at the time. So that was great. And then I also went to UCLA a little bit later and took some classes with Nick Vinay. Now, he was the producer of the Beach Boys, all their original hits. He was the producer, and he brought in all kinds of people from Hollywood, the president of Capitol Records at that time. That was Joe Smith. And Lester Sills from Screen Gems Music, who's the head of publishing, and Peter Asher. I guess you probably know Peter Asher, Peter and Gordon.
Oh, yes. His sister was Paul McCartney's girlfriend.
That's right. So there's another tie-in over there. So I met all those guys and got all their personal experiences, and that just helped. And everybody kept saying, just keep on going, Johnny, keep on going. And that's what I've continued doing.
So what other entertainment projects are you involved in?
You know what? I've done quite a bit of things. I mean, I was in the telecommunications and computer industry, as you know, you need an occupation sometimes before the music. And but I always stayed in other entertainment fields, and film was one. So I was independent film for 3, 4, 5 years. I'm not sure, but we were just getting projects, making films in other countries, signing deals. I was the VP of operations and creative input. And I did that for quite a while. Then I went back to my studio in Redondo Beach. Hollywood is, I'm sorry, kind of BS. That's what I found out. And went back to my studio in Redondo Beach and said, okay, well, I'm going to go back to saying what I do and doing what I say. And then someone came and said, hey, can you make this toy or a voice from Stone Cold Steve Austin, the World Wrestling Federation? Can you make him say something different a little bit? And so I said, well, sure, I could do that. And the result is they got a contract with the World Wrestling Federation, and I became king of the toy business. And I did that for many years.
Oh, wow.
Mattel toys, Hasbro toys, all the major toy companies you can think about. I've done hundreds of toys, games, things like that. Mm. And you mentioned the King Kong. That's actually blends over into that. They called me in for another one of the companies said, can you help us out with a little project for King Kong? And at that time, it was 2005. I didn't know anything about it. I said, sure. They said, Blue Sky, some ideas. So I thought some things up, did it. They presented it at the New York Toy Show, and it was a hit. Universal says, Peter's not ready, but he would have to approve everything you did. And everybody was nervous. But then Peter contacted me by email and reviewed my sounds for King Kong, all the V-Rexes, raptors, all the different bugs and everything, and he approved it all. So it was that's you hear something on any merchandising for the film, that's me.
Oh, wow. So what are your upcoming plans for the future?
Well, I think I'm going to do a couple of videos for songs on this album, Octa or Infinity, which is my 8th album, of me playing everything on them. And so I've got some people that want to make some videos for me, so I'm going to take them up on that and then get to work on the 9th album.
And lastly, tell us about the song we're playing next to finish up the interview. It's called To Everyone. Tell us about that.
All right. Okay. And this song, To Everyone, was really a musical experiment of mine. I like to be, like I said, improvise things. And I said, I'm going to do a 3-chord song. Everybody says, oh, no, not another 3-chord song. I said, I'm going to do a 3-chord song. That's all it's in it. And I just played the 3 chords, and I tried to make them interesting sounding. I'm not even sure what they were. I did different positions on the guitar. And then I started singing to it. I didn't have any plans of what I was going to sing, and I just let it all come out. And so it's all about love, and the part about love just came in. I didn't even plan it. It just came in. So a lot of the things you hear that are even just first takes of the song that just I was inspired, and I did it.
Johnny Reed, thank you very much.
Well, thanks, Bill, for having me here on the show. Really appreciate it. It's great talking to you.
There's a reason that there's another day. There's a reason that you're here with me. Love comes to everyone. Ooh, when you're ready, love comes to everyone. Thank you.
me that there's another chance. There's a reason that you're here with me, because love comes to everyone. Love will find you wherever you are. Something new is gonna change your life. Yeah, something new is gonna surprise you. Just wait and see what I mean. There's a reason for another day. Love comes to everyone if you wait a while. Ooh, when you're ready, yeah, it'll be here for you. Love comes to everyone.
And once again, many thanks to Johnny Reed.
Okay, smarty pants, you have two choices. You can listen to Wibbly Wibbly Wobbly CelticaRadio.com, or you can listen to my Uzi 9mm.
It's your apartment speaking, and I need some favors. When you're singing in the shower, just try going up a key. You're trying to be an alto when really you're a soprano. Oh, and if you could bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico, it's easy to do online and we could save money. And then, when you read your murder mysteries at night, could you read out loud? But skip the murder parts because I get scared.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
This is Celtica Radio, broadcasting online and on digital wireless. We're also available on the mobile phone network, plus on the World Wide Web, 24 hours a day. www.celticaradio.com.
I love Celtica Radio.
The Underground Edition.
We'll be right back.
Miriam Zeda with The Light. Miriam is a Los Angeles-based recording artist who began her career in 2002, singing as a lead vocalist for the Canadian 80s band called Taps. She performed with Taps for several years of what she called was the band that was part of the musical backdrop of her high school years. Zeda now pursues her own music and has written and released new songs. Her website is at Miriam Zeda, I'll spell that for you, that's MariamZedeh, MiriamZedeh.com, and she's on Bandcamp, Facebook, and YouTube. Okay then, time for another go-to. Who said this? So who do you think said this? Political correctness is tyranny with manners. I'll give that to you again, shall I? Political correctness is tyranny with manners. Still no idea? Then I'll tell you at the end of the show. But now it's time for our urban legend, which is called The Visitor at Weinvauer. Each summer, thousands of visitors pass through the village of Weinvauer as they travel south from Caernarfon to Berdgelet and the mountains and lakes of Snowdonia National Park. It is the first large village along the old Roman road, now the A4085. During the middle of the 19th century, when conditions of travel were primitive and the area so sparsely populated, visitors were few and far between. But there was one visitor to Weinvauer who has been remembered for more than 150 years, and as long as tales are told around the fire on a winter's night, he is never likely to be forgotten. No one has ever known where this uninvited guest came from, nor why he chose to visit a lonely farmhouse on the banks of the Arvon Gwirvai. But for several evenings during the winter of 1869, the inhabitants were gripped with fear. It all began one night when work on the fields was done and the animals settled in their stalls, and the folk were sitting around the hearth. Outside, the sky was clear and the air crisp. There was not a breath of wind when suddenly the shutters at the window rattled noisily and the lamp flame burned low. The farmer and his wife looked at each other in surprise, and the young ones looked all about, wide-eyed with fear. For several minutes the disturbance continued, and then the farmhouse became silent again. The rest of the night and the next day passed uneventfully, but the following night the visitor returned. As usual, the folk were sitting around the Sumni Vaur, or Big Chimney. The first signs of his presence were the lowing of the cows in the byre and the plaintive howling of the dogs. Then the lamp flickered and the fire began to glow as though the wind had stirred it. Flames leapt through the bars, licking the clothing of those around the hearth. When their startled cries subsided, someone was heard whispering. The husky voice seemed one moment to emanate from the chimney and another from a dark corner near the window. No one could distinguish the words, which were repeated over and over. Whispering pervaded the room, and after a while, the sound of it faded above the stairs. Night after night, the inhabitants waited fearfully for the visitor's arrival, and each time his presence filled them with terror. First, the lamp dimmed. Then came the sound of the wind, muffling the whispering voice. Sometimes they heard the sound of footfalls ascending the stairs. One night, the visitor came later than usual, for everybody was in bed when his presence was announced. The smouldering fire flared, and the smoke came billowing from the fireplace. The disturbance awakened the household and brought the farmer to the top of the stairs. In the darkness, something rushed past him toward the attic room where the dairymaid slept. The door rattled violently, and he heard the whispering voice calling, calling, calling. It was a while before the house was still again, and the candles were lit. Then the attic room door opened, and the servant girl emerged, moving down the stairs and along the landing. Her eyes were closed, and her cheeks were as pale as death. Not a word was spoken, for everyone was gripped with fear, and the maid passed along them as though she was sleepwalking. She left the farmhouse and, with moonlight falling over her white nightgown, she was seen moving off into the hills toward the ancient burial mounds beyond Tyddin Hoesegint.
folks say that when dawn came, the servant girl did not return to the farmhouse. Like the mysterious visitor at Weinwald, she was never seen again.
Bed last night to find sleep for my head and make me feel all right. When it came to my deadbeat brain, I got this strange old lady calling out my name. Don't know why she crashed my sleep, but her pale yellow skin made my own flesh creep. She must have been from my dark left side, 'cause she froze me cold with her hellbound eyes. She said,
I'll be there when your love runs out. When it all blows up, I will drop by. I'll be in the wings waiting for the final scene. I'll be there to see the well run dry.
I wish the night was the day's relief, and that sleep was the way I could be released. But every time when I close my eyes, she's right there in the black at the back of my mind. If she's young, she's so damn good that I feel for myself and the heat of my blood.
Sometimes she comes in a sweet disguise, but she just can't hide those hellbound eyes. She says, I'll be there when your love runs out. When it all blows up, I will drop by. I'll be in the wings waiting for the final scene. I'll be there to see the well run dry. I'll be there to see the well run dry. Running dry.
I'll be there when your love runs out. When it all blows up, I will drop by.
Waiting for the final scene. I'll be there to see the well run dry. I'll be there when your love runs out. When it all blows up, I will drop by. I'll be in the wings waiting for the final scene. I'll be there to see the well run dry. To see the well run dry. I'll be there to see the well
running dry.
The freshest, newest music. CelticaRadio.com.
Bye.
Love School from Telegraph, a lo-fi melodic pop band from New York City, composed of members Thea LaForestry and Todd Williams. Their name came about after many months of debate between the pair, but ultimately it was a trip through San Francisco's Telegraph Hill that became the genesis of the band's name. We also heard Three Blind Mice and Hellbound Eyes. Now, here we have a man band from London in England, three lead singers playing two acoustic guitars and keyboards, occasionally augmented by drums, bass and saxophone. The sound evokes the spirit of the Beatles and Led Zeppelin and equally Joni Mitchell and Steely Dan. Great harmonies, a little reminiscent of Crosby, Stills and Nash, I think, and lyrics from strange dark places with bright sunshine bursting through every crack. Music from a past or a future where bands think not of fashion, but of borrowing from everywhere and everyone and creating a magic all of their own. Oh, and there's not much rapping in it either. Okay then, I asked this question a little earlier. Who said this? Political correctness is tyranny with manners. Now, who do you think said that? I'll give that to you one more time. Political correctness is tyranny with manners. Still haven't got it? Then I'll tell you after we've heard from Michael Nero.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Celtic Radio.
When I raised my fences, you were always inside. I never needed much of a crowd. I chose to hide, but you left without warning. No reason, no debate. Now I am a fool, watching the world through a hole in the gate. You know nobody comes here, nobody calls. I guess all of our friends here were yours. I had nothing at all. Life on a wire, juggling my fate as I play the fool, watching the world through a hole in the gate. Through a hole in the gate, I watch the world go by. Through a hole in the gate, see me crying as I sit and watch for you to walk by.
Michael Nero and Hole in the Gate. He's a Texas singer-songwriter dedicated to musical intimacy, just a guitar, a voice, and the song. Now, I asked this question at the beginning of the show. Who said this? Political correctness is tyranny with manners. So who do you think said that? I'll give it to you one more time, shall I? Political correctness is tyranny with manners. Still no idea? Well, it was by Charlton Heston, the American film actor best known for his heroic roles and his long involvement in political issues. We're going to play out now with The Time of Your Life from Paul Ibbeson. It all started in Sheffield with a pop band which was formed when Paul was 16. Within 2 years, they had recorded an EP and an album with Sheffield's DMF. After touring local venues, selling the EP and some lovely nylon T-shirts, the band appeared on TV. Paul wrote more songs, and then they all went their separate ways. Having moved to London, Paul set about securing gigs and session work. Regular spots as a keyboardist and sometime vocalist were to be had with a James Brown soul funk tribute act, fronted by a man who swore that he was part of JB's backup before Nam, and subsequent desertion from the army forced him to flee to England. There was also a stint as a sax player in a reggae act, as well as regular gigging with an emo rock band. Paul is now a singer-songwriter based in London. Before I go offline, I'd like to thank Johnny Reed for being my special guest, and you very much for listening. And also, if you like any of the music you've heard in this show or on any of the other programs here on the station, then please don't forget to check out the artists on their various websites and buy their music. But that is about your lot from me, and if you'd like to contact us about anything you've heard in this program, then please do. My address is bill@celticaradio.com. That's bill@celticaradio.com. So for the moment, from me, Bill Everett, wherever you're listening in the world, good night, good morning, good evening.
The Underground Edition with Bill Everett Ignition.
Or is it the thing that you left?
concern.
Is it the dream that you had?